Joining me by phone this morning, I've got on the line Mel Coleman, the CEO of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. Mel, it's been a couple hours since we last spoke. What's the latest update on power restoration efforts?
Well, unfortunately, still a lot of the same that we talked about the last time. We're still some areas that we have not been able to get into. We have assessed a lot of the damage. We've actually got we're down from over 20,000 this morning down to around 10,000 out of power. But as we talked about last update, a lot of that 10,000 is going to be very, very hard to get on because we have extensive damage in Baxter County, especially around the lake. And then over in Fulton County, south of Salem, and then east of Salem and up into northern Sharp County. That's where we saw the tornado damage. We had the straight line winds that came after the tornado, and it blew trees down. Latest estimate I saw, we're going to have 100 to 150 broken poles. So you can imagine setting a pole, stringing the line, you know, building the pole top assembly. That takes a lot of time. So we've got cruising route from Little Rock. We've got cruising route from other co-ops that will be assisting us like we assist them when they have trouble. And that's the good thing about being a co-op, because we help each other. But yeah, it's going to be a long process, especially in Baxter County. And again, I'm going to say 2 to 4 days. We'll see. We hope it's less than that. But one thing I didn't talk about this morning, and I do want to say, is if I've had some calls, if anybody sees power lines down, for goodness sake, stay away from them. We appreciate the help, but do not cut trees off power lines. Don't do anything around them. Assume that they have voltage in them. They are extremely dangerous when they're down. So, get away from them. We know about it. You can call in our outage answering service. We'll leave the message. If we've got 8 or 10,000 people trying to come in, obviously we can't answer all those calls, but we know what's going on. Main thing, stay away from power lines that are down.
And would you say that 2 to 4 day estimate applies to the city of Mountain Home also, and members affected here in town?
You know, I don't think so. I think that's, what we saw in town was not, I don't believe, tornado damage. I think that was straight line wind damage. I think when I'm seeing that, it's kind of like the regulators that I saw that were torn off of a pole on 5 South this morning very early, or the broken poles. That takes a lot of time. There will be some individuals that will be that long. I don't expect that everyone will be that long, and I wouldn't expect it if you're on co-op lines in the city limits that it would be that long. I can't tell you how long that would be, but I wouldn't think so, because that's actually closer to the substation with less vegetation in the way to cause trouble. So hopefully it won't be that long.
What about an update? We've been watching your outage coverage on your website. It's been showing Marion County that all members that you have assigned in Marion County on your website are without power. Mm-hmm. Is that still true at this time?
Yeah, we don't have that many members in Marion County. It's going to be less than 100. They had substantial damage in Marion County. Unfortunately, we had heard earlier the possibility of injuries in Marion County and even Baxter County. Significant damage in Marion County. So, yeah, that's going to be a difficult area.
Mel, we appreciate your time this morning, keeping us updated on that. We'll probably be checking with you throughout the afternoon to see if anything has changed.
Yep, that'll work. Thank you.